The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, a lot going on. A lot you're going to appreciate tonight. A lot you're going to have fun with, I think, anyway. We've got a jammed, as they say, 3 hours. First hour, we have our weekly friend. We have our mad black man from Baltimore. That's right. Corey Duncan joins us. They give us a different perspective on than other one we hear how, you know, the black community doesn't like Trump. The black community doesn't only loves Hillary. We're going to hear it. We're going to hear the truth. How's that? Make you feel a little better? And then the second hour, Tim Donnelly is going to join me. He is a candidate for Congress in California, a Tea Party candidate. In California, running for... Hello? Did that wake you up at all? You're going to see why he thinks he has any kind of chance whatsoever winning this, winning his seat. And Michael Hausman joins me, as he does every week. I very much enjoy Michael. And Michael is... he's going to be upset tonight. Although, maybe not. Maybe he won't. Maybe he'll just shrug this off. It's no big deal. But, last I checked... Trump has swept everything tonight. And again, so we're clear. I'm not a big Trump, endorser, if you would. But I'm tired of hearing people say, you've heard me say this a million times, that the will of the people has to be done, right? Don't we hear it all the time, especially from conservatives? The will of the people must be done. We've got to listen to the people. We have to do what the people want us to do. Well, that's great until when the people choose Trump, all of a sudden the rest of them are going out of their minds. The establishment's going crazy. How could anybody choose Trump? Well, he did. Get over it. So I'm looking now. And I guess they've called, what is it? Trump scores 5. All 5 states. Now, Clinton's going to win Maryland and Delaware. You know why she's going to win Maryland and Delaware, right? Because she's down with the real people. That's right. Trump, did you hear her speech today about Donald Trump? Here, take a listen.
Don't just fly that big jet in and land it and go make a big speech and insult everybody you can think of. And then go back, get on that big jet, and go back to, your country club house in Florida or your penthouse in New York.
Clinton failed to mention one key thing, that she has 2 mansions of her own with a combined price tag of $4.5 million, and she flies on a private plane as well.
Oh, and she forgot to mention about her, $200,000 to $600,000 a speech. That one totally slipped her mind. See, that's the hypocritical side that makes me crazy. She, of all things to slam her for being rich, they've got hundreds of million dollars sitting in the foundation that uses their own personal slush fund, and he's the bad guy, and we're you upright people of integrity on the left side. Why aren't you all over her? Well, I can see why you're not all over her. I got it. But why do you let them get away with that? My question of the day. I mean, is it winning at any cost? It doesn't matter whether you lie or not. I'm talking to you on the left. I mean, really, it doesn't matter whether you have to lie to get there. You know, what's funny was the, in Rhode Island. There were signs for Trump on every corner when they heard he was coming to town. It was like a parade, like the Pope was in town. That's got to be making the other side crazy. They can't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to them. But on a Fox News poll tonight, they were talking about how the numbers seem to be flipping. There are more people afraid about Cruz being in the White House than about Donald Trump being in the White House. Think of that. So it's interesting that Cruz thinks that he's the mainstream. And again, I'm not against Cruz either. He thinks he's the mainstream. And that Trump is far out no man's land. I do find that kind of crazy. I wanted to do the story last night, and I never got around to it. The editor of LGBT magazine was, let me see if I got this, yep, was hacked to death in Bangladesh. You know, the haters that you have here, you know, guys like me who don't agree with the homosexual lifestyle, don't agree with same-sex marriage, don't agree with any of that stuff. See, I'm the hater. I'm the nasty. But we see this stuff happen all over in other nations, other countries. Where's the outcry? Now, a U.S. government employee who was the editor of an LGBT magazine in Bangladesh was hacked to death Monday in the capital of Dhaka. A group of assailants stormed the home of Zula Manin, a staffer for the U.S. Agency for International Development, stabbing him and a friend to death, police told the Star Daily. Manin was the senior editor at Rupban, the first gay rights magazine in the country. The second victim was identified as Tanay Majumba. Police said the five or six assailants stormed the first floor apartment about 5 o'clock. The State Department condemned the slaying. See, I wonder why. But anyway, I want to touch more on this in the next segment. Hey, Corey Duncan joins us, our mad black man from Baltimore. After the break, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0. That's 1-800-900-0684.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Gonna sing, huh? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you on live. I want you with me. I want you to have a good time. Again, you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. I want to bring my guest on. Always have a good time with him when he's on the air with me. Well, actually, I could probably have a good time with him anywhere. Corey Duncan joins me, our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey, thanks for being with me. I'm surprised you weren't singing that song. You know, I know you're a ladies guy. You know what I
mean? Here comes the mad black conservative.
What are you thinking tonight with the five-state sweep by Mr. Trump. You think Cruz needs to change his diapers or what?
Well, again, thank you for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure. I have several things to talk about today. You know, it's no surprise that this happened. And, I finalized everything. So I will be in Cleveland for the RNC convention.
Well, good.
And
all right. You'll be reporting from there, right?
Yep, I sure will. Okay. I sure will be. And my thing of it is that they better hurry up and get. I mean, I heard that the day that it was like a couple closed door meetings behind the scenes with the representatives from Cruz and Kasich. And the thing of it is that I think they're starting to crack and realize that, you know, like what I posted on my Twitter page today. And my thing of it is this: you guys need to stop this trying to team up the Trump. To deal with that, you have to understand, we have to throw everything we have to throw, because we know that Hillary is crooked and she's a crook, and how the Democrat National Committee takes and cheats. And I'm going to give you an example of that, what happened in Baltimore City today. You'll get a good kick out of it. But the thing with this, we need to stop all this in-house fighting and realize that Donald Trump is going to represent us, and let's all get behind him, get on the train, and go and get and do this before this woman gets in here, because we did this the first time, we did this the second time, and it did not work. And the two people and the people that they put up for the last two elections, that Barack Obama won, were horrible. This man fits what everything that we're looking for. And one thing that I hope he does not do is change. Don't be the softer Donald Trump. Be the Trump that you are now, and the hell with Hillary playing the race card. Let her play playing the woman card. Let her play it, because it's going to backfire on her, and it's already backfiring.
Oh, you heard her today, right? She's talking about all the money he's got and the rich guy, and he flies it on his own jet. She forgot to mention that she owns a few multi-million dollar mansions, too. She flies on her own private jet as well.
Democrats don't own things like that. They don't own airplanes and near jets. I was sitting there kind of laughing about it. I said, this woman is the biggest hypocrite ever. Okay, let's talk about the Clinton Crime Foundation. How about that? I mean, come on. I mean, you know, I'm like, are you serious? I said, this man that made his, honestly, I mean, by how he had to do the wheel and deal. You made yours by how? Stealing. And she's still stealing. And if anybody got any guts in this government, in the FBI or the Justice Department, she needs to be arrested.
You really think she's going to be arrested?
No, I don't think she's going to be arrested, because she has too much power. I wouldn't say she has too much money, because money won't stop you from going to jail. Power will, though. That's what you have to understand. And the Clintons wield a whole lot of power and have people murdered and everything else, and they get away with it. And they get away with it because they know they always weasel their way out of it. But you know what? But my thing with this is that the people of the United States and the citizens of the United States actually got a brain. They went out there and voted for this man today in these states, and like myself, and went, we're tired of dealing with the Clintons and the Bushes. No offense intended, George Bush, I love him to death, but no, we don't need any more like that. We don't need a politician.
Mm-hmm. They did a recent poll, and you ready for this one? Barack Obama could possibly take about 52% of the vote if he ran again today. What are they smoking?
It's not that. What it is like with the speech the 40-year-old guy that just got a job when he turned 40. I mean, he actually had a nerve to sit up and say that why should they have to pay college tuition? They should be able to go to college for free and don't have to worry about paying tuition or paying anything once they get out of college. Are you serious? Then who's gonna pay the professors then? I mean, where do they get these people from? Everything is free, 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 free.
Dude, we did it.
Okay, so we're paying for it.
But we did this. We did this to that generation. I mean, all of us that wanted, I won't say I did it because I handle my kids a little differently, but all of us who wanted to make their life easier, we didn't want them to feel pain, we didn't want them to go through bad things, we did this to them.
Well, you know, my thing of it is, you know, my recollection about it is that, you know, how did you allow a whole generation to be a bunch of bums? And you know, it's just like, it's just, I mean, they must be the X generation. You know, I actually sat down with, hey, you know, it's just funny how this nation is changing. And we're just, the men are a bunch of wimps. And if you have any kind of, you know, I can't say that on your show.
No, you can't. Kind of guts, that's right.
If you have any kind of guts, then you're just, then you're not sensitive enough. Really? Honestly? Frost it.
You know, the, you know, I want to go back again to the, you're right, I was talking to somebody about this today, and if you call somebody, or if you tell somebody he's not being a man up or anything like that, it's considered politically incorrect. It's almost considered an insult, which I get a kick out of, because do we have any expectations of those of us who still believe in gender? Do we have any expectation from our gender, you know, from our men, period? I mean, I see men, the role for a man, and I'm not saying that, you know, women can't work either, because I know somebody's going to run with that, but most men want to take care of their families. Most men want to be the provider for the household. Most men want to live a normal family life. Do you agree with that?
I agree totally. I mean, one thing is this. A real woman that you know, we were just talking about this today, because a colleague of mine, you know, that we were talking about his situation, but I'm not going to get into that. But what I'll say is this, is that a woman will allow a man to be a man. When you first come into a relationship, or if you're the head of household, they will allow you to be a man until you mess that up. And when you mess that up, they don't have the same respect you need for you.
You hear that? We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Hey, you missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Never mind it. Chin up.
That's right. Both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get right back to my guest. I've got Corey Duncan on the line with me. He's our mad black man from Baltimore. I always get a kick out of him. He definitely has his pulse. If he doesn't have his pulse on what's going on there, he's making it happen. Corey, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
Always, always. Yes, it is definitely always fun, if nothing else. So, you know what? I didn't. Are you going as a delegate to Cleveland? Or are you going with a delegate? No, you're going with a delegate. Gotcha.
Yeah. Actually, I know a delegate personally. I won't say over the air who it is, but this is like the second or third time that the delegate is from Texas. And actually, they wanted me to run down there, and you know, I had a couple backers. I might still do it, but I feel that my I'm best suited for the educating part of it, because I don't think I could deal with, you know, I don't think I would get a lot of votes, because I'm just going to tell it the way it is, and a lot of people don't like it. That's why Donald Trump is going through what he's going through now. But yes, I'm going as a guest of a delegate.
You know, somebody sent me an article. Ask me, you know, sometimes during the breaks, I'll get these things in, and I try to read them fast, but that's how I get in trouble, too, is when I read them, I don't spend any time on them. But this person sent me a thing, and wants to know what your take on this was. There's a Clemson professor he's protesting the MLK, emphasizing forgiveness and not retribution. He wants the retribution portion pushed when it comes to MLK, and he's a political science professor at Clemens University. Now, you know, we know that Martin Luther King taught forgiveness, tolerance, right? And he was, I won't say passive aggression, because that's not it, but he wasn't for violence, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Correct. So, but this professor wants you to rewrite history, and he wants to teach the kids that that Martin Luther King was for retribution, not forgiveness. This kind of stuff just scares me to no end.
Well, like I said again, this is the I'm the mad black conservative, and there's the crazy and ludicrous Democrat liberal, and this is that thought process. You know, You know, it's interesting. There's some of the things you hear, and this is how upside down with everything is. We all know what Martin Luther King stood for and what he was politically, and it's like they want to go back and they want to rewrite who the person was and this and that. And you know, I mean, what. You know, we have more important things to do. That's why I say I try not as a conservative to ever get into a lot of arguments and discussions, especially when I hear silly stuff like this. And it's just like, you know, I don't really have a comment for it because if you have to answer this, it's called progressivism. Progressivism is sickness. It's a sickness, just like liberalism is.
Well, I agree with you from a standpoint. I think, you know, this mindset that we are deserving of everything, that we are entitled to everything, you know, like this mm-hmm. mindset that you're entitled to an education and a house or a place to live. Well, actually, there's nothing in the Constitution that guarantees that you have a place to live, an education, and some other things. It gives you the right to pursue those things. It gives you the right to go pursue an education, to go buy your house, to make enough, you know, to get a good job, to make the money to make it happen. I'm constantly amazed at these people who think that they're waiting there with a handout, waiting for mm-hmm. us to do something for them when they should be doing something for themselves. Now, you were going to tell us a little bit about the racist. I don't even know where to go with this. I mean, that place is so corrupt. You don't even know where to go with this. Yeah, tell us what's going on in Baltimore with the mayor race, mayoral race.
Oh, okay. Let me say this, and I'm gonna make this real quick. My thing of it is, the citizens of Baltimore City got to be the biggest joke, like in cities like Baltimore, Detroit. And Chicago. Are you serious? I mean the ball, they should fire every last one of these. I mean, not every last one of them, but the candidate Sheila Dixon and Miss Pugh that got her fame from the infamous argument between the rioter and Geraldo, when Geraldo told him he was making a damn fool of himself on national television. That's how. So now, Elijah Cummings, you know, it's interesting how Elijah Cummings, when this happened today, and let me explain this to you real quick what happened. And what it was that, and I'm surprised the local feed picked this up because I thought he was going to push it under the rug. But Miss Pugh had taken and told the people that was working for her, for the campaign, that she would pay them $100. You know, they do the job. So when they came to pick up their $100 a day, they all didn't get $100. They got $50. So they proceeded to bust the windows and riot it and turn the place upside down. And, you know, like I saw someone else had me on this tour earlier. I say, and you know what this is? This is progressivism, and this is liberalism, and this is this pure, utter This is typical liberal campaigning and what goes on. They're both of them been yelling at each other for the last 2 weeks about both of them doing things that are shady. And lo and behold, look what happened.
No, of course not. We didn't sign even. Explain to people. You know, you're in Baltimore, right? You work in that area, and you're very, very close to it. You know what's happening in Baltimore. We're hearing nothing now about what's going on with the police. We're not hearing anything what's going on with the electeds and all of that.
That's going to be pushed under the rug. I would be surprised that, and I'm going to post it on my Facebook and my Twitter page when it's time to. Tomorrow morning, because my thing with this, I told people a couple weeks ago, I said, these people, and I said, you know, it's funny how all this happened today, and Elijah Cummings and Pastor Jamal Bryant that was, you know, this or that, running out there, holding their fists up in the air.
But wait a minute, can Elijah Cummings really find that district without a driver? Right? I mean, think about it. I don't believe for a minute that man cares about that area.
And you know, I really want to hear what the man has to say about this. I wonder if she's going to say, you know, like the $6.7 million or the $40 million worth of damage they did during the riot thing. I want her to come out and say, well, that's just, you know, it was just property. Let them go ahead and burn them bus windows and everything like that. And they did it. They did it today. But some people were talking to me about it, and it's not a surprise. And as far as the Freddie Gray situation, that's even turned into even a bigger joke. One of the officers are due to go on trial next week, and they're going to try to turn all of them against each other. I mean, this is a typical Democrat way. This is what they do. It sounds silly and stupid to everyone else, but if you live in places like Baltimore and Chicago and Detroit, you understand totally what's going on. And as I put on my page, hey, how about this? You guys are fussing about Whitey, but guess who's in charge? The African Americans are in charge, 90% of them. So why are you so poor?
But how do they explain that away? I mean, it boggles the mind when you show them that the Dems have had control, the Black Dems have had control of some of these cities for 30, 40, 50, 60 years. And they won't acknowledge. They will not acknowledge that maybe they've made some mistakes.
No, they don't care. They don't care because they've been, I told you, from the womb, they've been told that it's all Whitey's fault, even though you see what's going on. And my thing with it, I mean, come on, Ray Charles could see what's going on. I mean, are you serious?
but look, come on, Corey, at some point in time, the voter, I don't care what color the voter is, at some point in time, the voter has to look around and go, oh, my God, they're doing it to us again, no?
And that's what I try to explain to a friend of mine. I said, how can you vote for Hillary? Hillary's an old white lady, and when was the last time you seen her in a black neighborhood? Right, okay, so she shows up every 4 years, but yes, you're going to vote for him. Well, you know, I'm just going to vote for him because well, I don't like Republicans.
I guess
between a Republican and a conservative.
I guess the subway she takes doesn't go to the black neighborhoods, you know, and apparently the two million dollar mansions she owns are not in the black neighborhood. They might be serviced by black Americans, but they're not in black neighborhoods.
Right. I got into a very heated argument with my ex-wife. We got the discussion. Now I know why she is my ex-wife. And we got the discussion about it. And I told her, you know, we got into it. And, you know, like I told her, I said, I refuse. I had my talking points and I had my facts.
All right. Hey, you got to hold the ex-wife comment. We got to pay for the show unless you want to cut the check. I'm Joe Bacita, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Corey Duncan joins me. Don't go far. We got a lot more to talk about.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Isn't that just like a WOP brings a knife to a gunfight?
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, thanks for your prayers and well wishes. I'm on the back end of this, this cold thing. I don't even know what to call it. Trying to grab me by the throat. I'm not going to let it happen. I got too much to do. Can't afford any downtime. Corey Duncan joins me. He's lovingly referred to as our mad black man from Baltimore. He's got his finger on the pulse of what's going on out there, and he's not afraid to speak it. Corey, thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Always a pleasure. And I apologize. I hope you feel a whole lot better. If you ever need me sit in for you and cause riots.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you and 213 other people. Hey, look, if you need somebody to talk on your behalf. My wife brought me up some chicken soup to the studio, and I'm sitting here going, yeah, that was really nice. It felt good and what have you and that kind of thing. So, hey, but you were talking about your ex-wife and how she felt about all
that. Yeah, she's a flame, excuse my expression. I knew she's probably tuning in. Honey, you're a flaming, ignorant liberal. But anyway, she tried to swear me down. You know, I don't get into these conversations with liberals because they don't know what they're talking about. And they just, you know, they're just talking just to be talking. And I've always been a person in my life that if I'm going to talk about something, I do my own research. I never go off of what I hear someone else say or use anyone else's rhetoric. And my thing with this young lady, and she's a typical Baltimore City liberal or Maryland liberal or whatever. And that's what she does. She just, you know, she goes off of the race car. Well, this or that, this isn't about Republicans. I say, but you have to remember, I'm not a Republican. I'm a conservative. I said, there's a difference between a Republican and a conservative. A conservative votes for whoever's the best person or whatever like that. A Republican is just along party lines. And my thing, but in this case, I would choose anyone. I would choose Huggy Bear. I would choose Barney Rubble. Anybody, anyone, as long as it's not Hillary. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You know what I'm laughing at? Yeah, how many people out there would know who Huggy Bear was, right? Okay. And not only that, can you imagine that character on a show on TV today? They would pick it, they would tar and feather, and they would light the main characters on fire, would they not?
Yes, they would. Well, at the time, I was trying to think of some other people to name, but my whole thing is just, you know, that's just the thinking of the typical African American liberal, and that's how they are. They don't think outside of the box. They don't think that, you know, Trump is this, Trump is that. And I said, well, Hillary and Bill aren't any different. I mean, do you think they just ride around in like a Volkswagen with two doors and, you know, one in three wheels?
Corey, she takes, didn't you see her? She uses the subway all the time. She just ran out of tokens the other day when she's trying to take it or something like that.
Exactly. She should have been arrested for that. And you can't stick wooden tokens in them. Trust me.
No, I got to kick out. Just lying through. I take the subway all the time. She hasn't been on the subway in 20 years. She couldn't even figure out how to swipe the card. But apparently, many on the left don't have a problem. That's just a little lie. Not a big deal. Makes me crazy.
I don't have a doctorate in it. I have a master's in psychology, but I don't have a doctorate in it. But my thing is, I cannot understand. And I mean, it's just like childlike behavior. It's just, but what I really wish these guys would stop doing is stop going at each other and stop making the focus on Hillary. Because that's who's going to get the nomination and stop all of this backbiting and, you know, Mark Levin and these other guys like Rush Limbaugh. You know, Mark Levin needs to stop. He's pushing Cruz. And Cruz, I'm sorry, Cruz, God bless him, his wife, we don't need any more CFR members in that kind of power because we already know who the CFR is, and that's why this country is the way it is. But that's a story for another day. But the thing of it is that you have to understand the history of what's going on and understand what you're talking about. I hate for a person to get on the radio or get on the television like most of these puppet newscasters, and they don't have a clue what's going on because they've been edited. That's why I don't watch local news. I'm sorry, I can't.
Yeah, the local news, it's either feel good or hard left. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And very, very tough for them to go down.
They would never interview me because, I think I could fool them, and then once I get on there and say what I have to say, they would edit it. They wouldn't give me a chance to say anything.
Yeah, it's I want to get back to what you're seeing happening on these college campuses across the country. You know, they want to remove any, what is it, any kind of reference to the Confederate, you know, the Civil War, to the Confederacy, that kind of thing. And it's getting to the point now where any kind of, what do I want to say here, any kind of negativity towards African Americans of the time. Now, this is in our history. This is a reality. We went through this. I'm so afraid that if they keep whitewashing this, pulling down statues, renaming buildings, because they don't want them to have any kind of reference to anybody, you know, who fought for slavery in the Civil War, we're going to erase history to the point where we're not going to remember. We're not even going to remember about slavery.
Well, see, that's the thing. And like I say, progressives, they want to erase the whole history book and rewrite it. You know, I saw a commercial the other day, and these two people were talking. They were like, "Oh man, they need to rewrite the Constitution." The Constitution was back then. And, hey, and I had to explain to them, you know, the person that was sitting there watching with me. I said, you know, you have to understand that the Constitution was written for a reason, and that's why this country is gotten as far as it's gotten, and to be strong and to be respected. I said, you have to have some sort of bylaws, and liberals don't like to go by bylaws. What they like to do, they like to go along as long as they can use the double standard, play the race card, play the sex card, and everything. You know, as long as they can do that, you know, it's all right. It's okay for them to do, you know, but if you're conservative, you can't do that.
No, you can't even talk about black issues. I'm just so amazing to me. There was a Title IX problem where an African American student was expelled and deported for 1 minute of kissing. Okay, and so he was an international student from South Africa, and you know he got a U.S. government scholarship, and then he found out a white female student had filed a sexual assault complaint against him. Now she didn't tell him about it. The school didn't tell him about it. They basically put him in a set of handcuffs, and they extradited him back or sent him back to South Africa. Now he was cleared on those charges. He's cleared on those charges, but it all stems around, and this is what gives as you put it, Whitey. This is what gives Whitey a bad name, right? She was embarrassed as to what happened because she was kissing a black guy, right? And they should put her in jail. What do you think? Am I right? Or too harsh?
Well, you know, that's what we come to. We come to, you know, and that's why I said, I said a couple of years ago, I gave a speech somewhere in, I think it was in Texas or whatever, or out west. But anyway, to make a long story short, and I told him, I said, you know, African, a lot of people, I had a couple of the people get up and leave because they didn't like what I said. And I told them, you know, basically this is what it is. African American community should never call white people racist, because the last two elections proved that it's called reverse racism, and you guys are doing the same thing. But you see, as my mother always say, you can't throw stones if we all live in glass houses. So my thing with it is, you can't say nothing about whitey if you're doing the same thing. You know, it's almost like the pot calling the kettle black. And I mean, really, they really need to start playing that reverse racism thing, because after a minute, it's like, you know, if you don't see this for what it is, and it's not making relations between anyone better or whatever like that. I mean, it's the same card they're playing with Jews and Muslims. And it's like, you know, and it stems from one person playing all this and doing all of this, and it's Barack Obama.
You know, I mean, think about something. Think about something. Our first African American president, our first black president, and the race relations, and not just blacks and whites. I mean, everywhere, Hispanic, Asian, all kinds of people. It has never been it's never been like this that I can remember in this country. I mean, he has ratcheted up times 10, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. Yes, he has. And just like I was saying the other day, you know, speaking on this, and you know, African American community, now all of them are politicians. Everyone knows about politics. My thing of it is, 15, 20 years ago, you guys weren't even talking. The only time you were talking about the president was every 4 years when they get elected or to go to run. Other than that, they didn't care. But a man of color comes into office, and all of a sudden, everybody wants to be a politician. Everybody wants to be president. And he's the worst president ever.
Hey,
and the thing is, he continues to play the race card.
We're going to run out of time. Go ahead and tell people how they can get more information about you.
Oh, you can reach me on Twitter, 501 people. Keep on following me. Come on Twitter, Corey Prince Duncan, or you can come on Facebook, and I'll be sure to take me and accept your friend request. Not a problem.
Perfect. That should be with me, Corey. Hey, stay tuned. Next hour, I got Tim Donnelly coming. He's the candidate for Congress in the state of California, and he's a Republican. He's a Tea Party Republican.